Oh, you're in it, man. The danger
coming out
zone.
Soon?
No, it's not. It's not going to. It's never going to
Dude,
come
Maverick's
out.
Dude, Maverick's coming out. It is set. People have seen it.
No, never going to come
so
out.
So I said this the other day. I read like a small blog. That's all I've seen. I haven't seen a preview, nothing, because I don't want to. I just want to see that thing fresh. But the people that watched it for the first time this past weekend said they walked out blockbuster of since like the first Top Gun, they're saying. They're like, this is it, guys. This is the movie you've been waiting for 30 years.
Nope, not getting until I am coming out of the theater. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think Tom Cruise is messing with us.
I
think
Dude, I got my Ace Combat video game ready. Got the projector, the chair, the subwoofer. I'm all pumped.
Got your
I'm
aviator
putting my onesie
shot.
On like it's go. A jumpsuit.
Yeah, you're ridiculous. You're ridiculous. I think Tom Cruise is just messing with us. We'll wait and see. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We got to get to it. It is time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Hunter, do you remember Chat Roulette? Remember that app where you'd video chat with random people, you hit a button and just randomly bring up someone?
Oh, yeah. I do remember.
Nine times out of ten, it was like someone masturbating or someone
with
the
junk. Yeah, I don't think I ever did it, but it was like a big thing for a while. I mean, just the whole thing, not the masturbating part.
Yeah. That was a big part of it, though. Well, anyway, a 35-year-old in Florida named Adam Smith is facing charges after he FaceTimed random strangers and then started pleasuring himself when they picked up. Three different people went to the cops, but he probably did it to more than that. One victim said that when they answered, he was completely naked and squatting in front of the camera, which is not a good look, by the way.
Yeah.
There's never a good look squatting.
Squatting. The camera's always kind of looking up.
That person managed to take a screenshot before Adam hung up, and then it showed some tattoos that he had, so it had some incriminating evidence on them. Cops traced the calls back to him and arrested him last week. He admitted that he had been calling random numbers and doing it for at least the past two months.
Question. I'm not. His name's Adam, right?
Yep.
Not defending Adam at all. Come on, Adam. You can't be doing that. You know? That's terrible. But the other person answered. Isn't that like kind of consent? I mean, not consent of that, but like, I would think that like once the other person answered, hey, like, you answered.
No, because unless he said, hey, I'm going to show you my twig and giggle berries.
Yeah,
I think that's it. Because we all answer the phone. Just because I answer the
phone. Because it could be anybody. Is he just typing in random numbers or is he like picking and choosing?
No, that's what he's doing. He's just randomly. I guess that for me is the really shocking part. It's hard to get people to just pick up the phone on a phone call. It's hard to get people to text you back. He's getting people to pick up a FaceTime randomly.
Right. Especially video.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
My best friends won't even do it. I don't look good. Right? I don't want to do it.
Like, what kind of life are you living? How fast and loose are you going that you'll just pick up a random FaceTime?
Here I am. Yeah. What's up? This is my house.
Look, I don't know this number, but they want to FaceTime me. All right, I'll take a risk. I'll take a chance on it. You know, that just sounds like a dangerous game. Anyway, he's facing felony charges for indecent exposure and obscene communication, which I didn't know was a thing. Obscene communication? Isn't that what we do every single morning, Hunter? My God.
Yeah, right.
So what are you in here for?
He also got busted for indecent exposure a few years ago after he pulled up next to a woman in his car and exposed himself. So it sounds like Adam has a problem keeping it in his pants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's getting him there, you know? That's what excites him.
Yeah.
People, oh my God. You know, it's like the old school flasher, the guy with the trench coat.
Yeah, it just now he's taking the old school trench coat open at the mall.
To the next level,
to the future. This is futuristic flashing is what it is. I guess lesson learned here, folks, if you're getting a random FaceTime call, that's a risky click, all right? That's a risky click. Could be grandma with a new phone number or it could be...
It is grandma, because grandma's the only one answering. She's answering the telemarketers, Adam, and everything else, dude. Grandma, you don't have to answer everything.
Who's this? Oh, hello. 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 What are you doing? Are you...
A lot of skin.
Is that a bowl of fruit? What are you... I don't understand.
Oh, Hank? Is that Hank?
Hank, is that you?
No, Nan, it's some guy named Adam with his junk out squatting in front of the camera.
Right.
Oh.
Hit cancel, Grandma. Hit cancel.
Hang up. Well, let's see where this goes.
Anyway, all right. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
Grandma.
We'll be back.
Brock,